Many people walk into a contemporary art gallery or museum believing that they're not smart enough to get it. While many contemporary artists do utilize complex theories about art, there are other ways to understand art than just theories. The Corporeal Texture Conference at University of Cincinnati on March 1st introduces people to different ideas on how to approach art and how to get it. And here to tell me more is Emily Morse, graduate student at the University of Cincinnati. Thank you, Emily, for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
This Corporeal Texture Conference, what's the idea behind all this?
Well, I think a lot of students in the MFA program were interested in exploring a sensory experience with works of art. And so we're going to have different artists and art historians talk about sensory experiences or how surfaces and textures can influence how our culture and how we look at art.
And where does this idea begin? Where does it all come from?
So every student in the MFA program at DAP is required to take a course in critical theory. And last year we read a chapter out of a book about the theory of affect by Susan Best. And basically it talks about a sensory experience with art and how that's an intelligent way of looking at art. And so over the summer, a couple of us read a book called Visualizing Feeling, also by Susan Best. And so the conference is inspired by that book.
By sensory, you aren't speaking purely visually, though. I mean, because you, for instance, you were telling me that as an MFA student, you do installations, which requires the viewer to actually be inside, literally, the work of art. So it goes beyond visual. It goes into such ideas as spatial relationships, not only to yourself and the work of art, but maybe other people in the gallery as well?
Yes. So if you go to the art museum and you see an impressionist painting from a faraway distance and it looks really clear, your interest kind of like peaks and then you walk closer towards that painting. And as you walk, your experience with that painting changes. And so you can see like how the brushwork is made and different things like that. And so your body and your senses and your emotions are kind of adding to your experience with that work of art.
Is this something that can be applied? You mentioned impressionism, but obviously I'm thinking things like much more modern, postmodern art. Could it be applied to pretty much any style and era of artwork?
I think it could be applied to any artwork or even just any objects or things like that in general. Like one of the things that Susan Best talks about in her book, Visualizing Feeling, is how when we think about minimalist or conceptual art, that when you have, like, let's say you have a board that's nailed to a wall and everybody walks into the room and says, wow, this feels really menacing. What Susan Best talks about is that we are anthropomorphizing that object. So we're kind of giving this object feelings of menace because a board on a wall isn't really menacing. It's not really doing anything. It's an inanimate object. And so what she's saying is that ideas can be subjective. And I think in saying that ideas can be subjective, I feel like she says that emotions or a sensory experience is just as intelligent as ideas.
And this idea of approaching artwork and having a different experience with the artwork depending on where you are or maybe even what kind of mood you're in that day, these are things that are applicable to people who have been in the arts for decades and also people who have little or no experience with art whatsoever.
Yes. So one of the things I really enjoy about thinking about affect or sensory experiences is that I feel like it kind of opens up a new way of thinking about art, especially for people who maybe have no experience with art history. When I go to a gallery with my family, I feel, especially like my sister is currently a nurse at Children's Hospital, and I feel like a lot of things that she says about artwork are really intelligent, but a lot of times like my family who doesn't have any experience with art feels like I don't understand this or I'm not smart enough. And I think when we start to think about how maybe our bodies are moving around art or how artwork makes us feel, it kind of establishes this idea that every single person has a really intelligent experience with art, regardless of how familiar you are with art history.
Speaking from my own personal experience, I've been in situations where I've been in a gallery and there's a piece of artwork that's minimalist or some style that is kind of out of the ordinary and hard to understand at first. And oftentimes the way I approach the artwork is based on how the other people in the gallery are approaching it as well, because I kind of just fall into that, well, they're doing it, so that must be the way it's done.
Yeah.
Is that something that she speaks about in her book, and how, like, the piece of artwork relates not only to you, the viewer, but to everyone that happens to be in the room at the time?
I think that's a really good point. I feel like a lot of people see emotions as just strictly personal, and that kind of like an isolated experience. And I think one of the things, when you start to think about, well, if everybody walks into a room and feels like a work of art is really menacing, that there's a sort of intelligence behind that, that the artist kind of has creating this experience, and the majority of people are having the same experience or a similar reaction, that is still conveying a message through maybe an emotional or sensory way, just as ideas can be conveyed.
It's also one of the reasons why I love children's art galleries so much, because there's not this invisible wall of propriety that you know, mm-hmm. you're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to get too close. But children's art galleries have this very tactile, hands-on, kind of anything goes atmosphere. And kids, because they don't have those social boundaries all the time, they don't know precisely how they're supposed to act, so they just act how they want to.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good point. And I think, you know, one of the reasons I really love thinking about affect or sensory experiences is that I feel like it kind of can open up a way for people to feel more comfortable looking at contemporary art. It's not that Renaissance art or Impressionist art isn't as important, but those artists were talking about issues that dealt with things that were going on in their time period. And I think one of the really important things about contemporary art is it's talking about issues within our time period. Recently, there was an exhibition of Michelle Grabner's work up in Cleveland, Ohio. The title of the exhibition was I Work From Home. And so some of her artwork is based on her experience with children and making cookies or having these really simple experiences, but that they're really valuable. She had this one work where she had based the work off of a project that her children had done. You know, a lot of schools will do that weaving project where they do the placemats. So she did paper weavings based off her children's artwork. And I think if you walk into a gallery and feel afraid, that's going to hold you back from really understanding, like, what she's saying is, even though these experiences are simple, that they're really important.
The Corporeal Texture Conference is March 1st at DAP. Is it open to pretty much everyone?
Yes, we'll have an online registration that you can sign up for, and we would love to have a lot of people from the community come.
The Corporeal Texture Conference is March 1st at the University of Cincinnati. For links to more information about the conference and how you can attend, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.